Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known as some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, we're going to have an awesome show tonight. I am Dr. Lovely B. Smith, as the introduction presents, and make sure they introduce me. I appreciate having that introduction. God is so good. He has blessed us to see another chance to do see a show or have a chance to do another show. This is Talking Sports Plus. We're going to be talking about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We want you to understand that this is an opportunity for you to get your voice out, share your word, even offer your vision about how you see historical black colleges and universities will be in the future. This is what it's all about. Now, you can be a part of the show by calling in. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location, name you feel comfortable, as well as your expertise, as well as your comments. Also, you can hear this show on the web link. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio. It's all about remembering what we are. See, this is a Norman Smith Way production, so we have to kind of keep it going. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way production. Real excited to be able to come. We have an opportunity for you to be a part of this show by, if you want to, email the show. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. As well as if you want to tweet the show, you have that great opportunity at the Smith Way production at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. At Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with the K, _L_Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number 1, at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. Now, if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're live partners with the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And if you want to look there, Hell is Theta Phi Sigma Gamma with the number 10. And we want to thank those brothers for allowing us to connect with them so we can broadcast through their Instagram. Thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You also have an opportunity to check us out on Instagram, Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15, at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_radio. So you have a great chance to be a part of what we're doing tonight. We want to make sure you're even more part of the show by offering you an opportunity to have a seed sown in your life. We're doing this from this network. We're asking you to send us your cash out. Send it to, if you're on Instagram, you can send it through the comments part of the question section of Instagram. If you're on Facebook, you can DM me to make sure you share what's exactly, just so you can be a part of what we're trying to do. Yeah, we're going to sow a seed, but we're also going to raffle off at the end of this month, May the 31st, we're raffling a trip off to Atlanta or Orlando. And it's a 3-day and two-night. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax. We actually take care of the travel. We were selected through the raffle for the trip on May 31st. They can choose between Orlando or Atlanta. And if they choose Orlando, then on June the 30th, we will raffle off the next trip we have to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. We're taking care of the hotel and the taxes, and you will be the one taking care of your travel and your East. So make sure you get your cash out there, whether it's through Instagram, whether it's through email, through Facebook. Now, for the people on Blog Talk Radio, we have our Facebook account. That's facebook.com/DRLDalbertoSmith. So DM me your Facebook, your Cash App, so we can sow a seed in your life. Or you by us giving that sows a seed in our life. Because God is going to bless us all for being sure we take part in helping one of us through these challenging times. Those individuals that join me as co-hosts, I thank each and every one of them when they're able to join me. I receive a couple of texts for those individuals saying that won't be able to be here because I'm working at my second job to make sure, working at my first job to make sure I handle my business. But those individuals hails from the central part of Alabama. She's a millennial. She's on the top side of millennia. Just had a birthday this month on May the 8th. Our queen, we call, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, also joining us as another lady of the hour. She's an author. She's a life coach. She's the owner of a semi-professional basketball team, the River Region Generals, none other than Coach Serena Duncan, as well as the Army. Hails from North Alabama. So glad to have you, young man. He's known as the King on our network when he joined us from time to time. The winner of 6 girls middle school basketball championship at Chapman Middle School. 5 boys middle school basketball championship. 2 football middle school championship, and the runner-up in a new place at Madison Middle Academy over in Madison County in Madison, Alabama, none other than the King, Coach Tremaine Edwards, also joined us from South Central Alabama. This young man let me know earlier, I might not be able to make it because we got softball tournaments going on in the high school division, and he had to be present. Retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association, associate executive director, retiree, none other than our touchdown Tony, that's Coach Tony Stallworth. Also a young man here from South Central Alabama. He's out doing the same thing, working with young people. And from time to time, he steps in and shares his thoughts. He's the one that's the rule enforcer. He's the one that makes the final decision when there's a foul, when there's a violation. None other than Coach and official Marvin Smith. This gentleman is not last but not least. I always had to give him a shout out because he joins us as well from time to time. When he's working his other job, he'll take time to give us a holler. If not, he gives us the support and the ideals to do what we're doing so we could be in line to be able to broadcast the way we're broadcast. He's known as the Don King of all things, Don King of drag racing. He's the conductor of the E-Train. He's making it do what it do, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott, our radio personality. Shout out to that. I mentioned the members of 5 Minutes Single Turn Incorporated. We have 3 members besides myself that's part of the team. We want to give a shout out to Touchdown Tony Stone, a member of 5 Minutes Single Fraternity, Marvin Smith, a member of 5 Minutes Single Fraternity, Darryl E-Train Elliott, a member of 5 Minutes Single Fraternity Incorporated, and myself, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And a shout out to the young lady that represents another Divine Nine, none other than Coach Lauren B. Smith. She's known as Miss Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out to Miss AKA Lauren B. Smith. It is awesome to be able to come in. And something we want to share with you, Talking Sports Plus is aired on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, in Google Plus, we run our replays out, the on-demand episodes back, and you can check them out. If you missed the show tonight, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and type in WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, and it'll pop up, and we have over 370 episodes dating back from September of 2017. And we're also excited to know that WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, have listeners and watchers all over the world, especially in the United States and north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we're going to bring to you something that's special. We want to share this with you because our title for tonight's show is College Sports Has New Challenges. Just remember, Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. And we're so excited to be able to bring this topic and these the topics spoken about in this title, College Sports Has New Challenges. We had a major challenge in March of 2020. We had COVID-19, coronavirus, hit and changed sports altogether. We began to see the light at the end of the tunnel this May of 2021, to the point that the vaccine is available. People have been practicing the safety protocols, making sure that their team members are protected by wearing a mask, making sure their team families is protected by washing their hands, making sure their team community is protected by staying 6 feet apart, making sure their team is protected by staying home when they didn't have to be out. This is the effort that we give a great shout out to those athletes and their coaches and their school community for making sure the players was available to play. There were some hiccups, but you know, every one of those championships made it through in 2021. So we're going to applaud each and every one of those coaches. So college sports has new challenges. In May of 2021, there's new challenges. And our focus tonight, what our topics will be on specific conference, historical black colleges and university spotlight, starting with the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, known to many as the MEAC. It focuses from the coast of Florida all the way up to the coast of Maryland. However, there have been some changes, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight in the MEAC, where two teams out of the state of Florida that made up the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference decided to abort that job, that conference, and go to a new conference. They traveled, for some cases, going to be 4 hours to the destination to 10 hours. In other cases, going to be 6 hours to 12 hours. Those two teams that left the MEAC, that's created a new challenge for the MEAC, is Florida A&M University, as well as Bethune-Cookman College, will be participating in the SWAC this fall of 2021. So the MEAC has to come up with plans to rebuild their conference. However, those are not the only teams that decided to step away from the MEAC. You had teams like Hampton University stepped away and went to the Big South. You have teams like Howard University that is moving in another direction. You have teams like North Carolina Central having conversation. You have teams like North Carolina A&T having conversation with other conferences. So you have some major challenges going on. However, now they a concerted effort by the commission of the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference to kind of bring in new teams. And we want to talk about the MEAC forwarding several invitations out to schools to make up the loss of those schools that have left the MEAC. For example, we'll start with NCAA Division II Kentucky State, coming out of the southern intercollegiate Athletic Conference to petition to join the MEAC. Too bad it's going to be taken away from the SIAC. However, there are some changes that's on the horizon. It's going to take a couple of years because by being Division II, they have to work their way up. And everybody got to understand it's not just automatic. You need that division and go up to the next division. There are certain requirements that you have to meet. A little different in the Division II that they have to meet in the LCS or the Division I-AA. So those schools, that one particular school I'm mentioning, will have to make that effort to meet that academic threshold. They have to meet the level of number of sports. When I say number of sports, they have to make sure they have the required numbers to be able to compete at that level. Also, you have discussing or having conversation with the Commission of the MEAC. Virginia State, coached previously, they still may be coached by Coach Reggie Barlow. Coach Reggie Barlow was at Alabama State University. He went up and is having a successful run at Virginia State. So they're part of the CIAA. That's the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. So they are plotting to move in that direction so they can help that conference restore what they have lost. On top of that, you have schools like Chicago State University, who's moving up and trying to move up to the Division I-A level. They have shown interest in the MEAC. There's another school that will lift them up with all of the partials so they can be close to having a 10-team conference. That's what's happening in the MEAC. So we applaud those efforts by the committees to challenge their departures, being down by five schools since 2017, with the last departure being FAMU and Bethune-Cookman. There is also a effort to get Division I Robert Morris to kind of look at moving in that direction. But it was more or less talking about Kentucky State showing that they're capable of playing with those schools in the Division I as well as the Division I-AA, which is playing Robert Morris as well as Jackson State University through 2019, which they both were successful. So those are the teams that are trying to make a move. That's Kentucky State out of the SIAC, Virginia State out of the CIAA to increase the numbers. Then you got Chicago State University just began to grow from an NAIA level, wants to move up. So it's going to take years for them to begin. This is the MEAC making a move. The MEAC trying to not fall far behind the SWAC conference. Now, as I said, the MEAC is down five teams, and those five teams have created some major problems since 2017. You have Savannah State. If you remember, Savannah State was playing in the MEAC. They decided to drop back down to the Division II level and play in the SIAC. You have Hampton left the MEAC in 2018 to join the Big South Conference, as I said earlier. North Carolina A&T later announced in February of 2020 they're going to officially join the Big South as of July 1st. Then finally, I have mentioned the last two teams. Florida A&M University and Bethune-Cookman College left to go to the SWAC Conference, effective 21-22. So that will be this academic year part of the schedule's already set to the point that Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman make up part of the East, along with Alabama State University, along with Alabama A&M University, along with Mississippi Valley University, along with Jackson State University. Those are six teams going to make up the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. Then you move over there to the West. And I'm talking about this because it's something I'm going to touch on in a minute dealing with the SWAT. You have Alcorn State University leaving the Eastern Division of the SWAT to go to the West to make that 16. So you have 12 teams that's making up the conference at the SWAC, the SWAT. So we have to keep in mind that that's a major change. Are they moving toward a super conference? So this is the question we need to look at. We want to be able to discuss the MEAC looks, have to look toward the future, because they cannot continue to lose other teams, because I think the SWAC will come knocking at their door again. There's teams like South Carolina State that within striking distance of Birmingham, Huntsville, and Alabama, within striking distance of Tallahassee, as well as down on that coast, Daytona Beach. Those are the places that they want to look at. There'll be somebody else they'll be shopping for. They will be shopping for somebody else to come to continue to make the SWAC a super conference. And we got to understand, it's going to happen. Things are happening in the SWAC that we want to talk about. But we want you to be a part of the show as well. Call in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify you the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And I'll actually give you location that offer your expert team. We look for you to call so you can chat with Dr. Lowe. So glad to be here again. It's a blessing, true, a blessing. We want you to also be part and you be interactive with us. Send us your cash out. And your cash out will allow us an opportunity to sow a seed in your life, along beside putting it in the raffle for the 3-day, 2-night trip to Orlando, to Atlanta. Now, with that 3-day, 2-night, we will take care of the hotel for 3 days, 2 nights. And, well, that's the tax on it. We ask you to take care of your travel as well as your food. So make sure you get your cash out to me. I was looking recently on my text and looking on my DM, and many people have gotten there and seeds have been sold in their life. They can share it with you if they want to. But so if we sold a seed in their life, so but they're also in the realm of getting that trip to Atlanta of their choice, or Orlando. Now, we're going to auction off that trip. The first one on May 31st. Whoever wins that trip, select between Orlando or Atlanta. Whatever trip they didn't select, we're going to auction that on June the 30th. So we're asking you to be a major part of this. We want to share with you. And then coming in approximately in August, we're going to have a 4-day, 3-night trip. We're going to talk about Myrtle Beach, or possibly up in the mountains, Gatlinburg. So get yourself together. Make sure you get those individuals that already have their cash out in. Their seed will be still sold with them. Also, they're going for the third trip if they don't win the first two. So this is what we're trying to do at WBN. WBN Internet Talk Radio, the Smith Wave Productions. So proud. We're the voice and happy to be. Let's look at our next direction in regards to our topic of the night. Let's talk about the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, SWAC, the SWAC. We're going to discuss Coach Primetime's family, Deion Sims, Coach Deion Sims, what impact he's having just in the SWAC, but on the recruiting trail. Recently, I know he's been able to grab some number one junior players and playing defensive back. He had offensive linemen to lead major universities to come to Jackson State. The impact is not those players coming there, but the impact is going to be on the other SWAC teams at schools and universities. And the reason why is that you will have to make sure when you interview and select that candidate, he has to be that splash hire. That splash hire is going to allow you to have those young people trickle to your university. If not, we'll fall further behind. So make sure That's something as a university, you hold your university accountable, saying you need to make the hire that's going to keep us competitive. Because being alone, teams that are continue to build, you have teams that are not in the swag, but they're signing these ex-NFL Hall of Famers, individuals like Eddie George at Tennessee State University. You have a staff of players and coaches who have a lot of wisdom that's going to allow him to continue to be successful. So the impact is that that puts more pressure on the SWAC, other SWAC schools to make sure they work to make their program better. Perform them at a high level. Prepare to the best of their ability. And have someone to lead them also going to catch the attention of maybe the ESPN so you can move more forefront on ESPN, or if you're going to be able to have sponsorship coming in that we couldn't get before. This is what the prime time effect has been. It's been a great prime time in the SWAC. So this is how it's happening in the SWAC, also in the recruiting trail. Those individuals are making an effort to be a part of that university. So what we ask you to do is to make sure you hold your university accountable. If you attended a historical black college and university, and you love the game of football, you want your school to compete at a high level. So I ask you to address this with your athletic director. Address this with your athletic committee on the board. Address this with your president of the university. You as alumni have a desire to do something, have a desire to push forward. So I ask you to make sure you do this because of the prime time effect going to force everybody to either catch up or fall further behind. That's what the prime time effect is. It's on the recruiting trail. It's at the university. It's in the city of Jackson and surrounding counties or in the state of Mississippi or all over the United States where there's alumnus of Jackson State University. These are the individuals that are going to push forward to make sure that their school is successful. We're asking each other university not only to just talk the game, go out and work the game, put the work in. If you know a player that may be on the line and at this point excited about wanting to go to historical black college, call that university. Let them know that this young person is out here. And as an alumnus of this university, he has an interest, and he's a player that needs that help to be successful. Is you ready to commit? And you have to because of the prime time effect. And that's what I call it, and I want you to pay close attention to it because the one thing is to come. Be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, share your ideas exactly, and your feeling about the topics we're talking about. All right, let's move forth in the SWAC and talk about some things that are happening championship nature. We're going to definitely give a shout-out to all the SWAC schools, as well as the MEAC schools, but we're going to give a shout-out to this school because it's amazing what they're doing. A spring sport is so competitive that they're able to consecutively in so many years win the championship. We want to give a shout-out to Alabama State University outdoor women track team for winning its 11th. And I'm going to repeat that again, 11th consecutive SWAC track championship. We really want to give those women a hand clap and say congratulations. Also to the staff. And I want to give a shout out to my frat brother. So proud of him and so proud of him because I remember when he came to the university, had a dream. And since being there, to be able to be a part of over 40 SWAC championships since he's been there as an assistant coach and a head coach, cross country, and won the cross country championship. The girls, the women won the indoor championship. Now the 11 consecutive women's outdoor track championship. Congratulations again to Alabama State University women's track team. Their coach, Coach Richard Dean, my fraternity brother, so glad to know that he's grinding. I always talk with him. I say, keep the grind going on, Brother B. Make sure if you can win 50, win 50. But keep on pushing. Let these young people experience the positiveness of being a champion. They also qualify to be able to participate in the NCAA tournament or NCAA track championship. Doing some great things with that. Brother Bean, keep doing what you're doing. Also, a shout out to ASU women's softball team. Claimed the 2021 SWAC championship and also was able honored with an opportunity to participate in the NCAA softball championship by earning a third seed in the Alabama region. They'll be up at the University of Alabama, third seed now for SWAC champion playing this weekend. We say congratulations to ASU women's softball team for claiming the 2021 SWAC championship. Just keep on grinding, team. Keep on grinding. We want to take an opportunity to recognize our sponsors. McKinsey & Associates, shopping on wheels for home products. If you're looking at getting with a organization, a vendor who will travel and bring it to you, call McKinsey & Associates. These are home products. They will purchase whatever you request and bring it to you. For contact, to talk with the owner, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. That's 770-437-626-6291. I'm going to repeat that. 770-473-6291. Give her a call and see how she can work with you to provide some home products. Also, shout out to King's Transportation Service. Owner is Lyndon King Sanders. He can provide all your transportation service and needs. His number to contact him is 205-454-8157. Again, that's King Transportation Service. And we're going to give a shout out for him. Lyndon King doing an awesome thing in West Alabama. His number for contact is 205-454-8157. Make sure you contact those sponsors and see how they can provide you some service and work with you and let them know you heard it on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Talking Sports Plus. Quickly, we want to look at a couple more topics. In our coach's corner, one of the most challenging things that's been happening in college sports is if you haven't been paying attention, and I want you to kind of recognize there's a couple of things that have occurred. First of all, with the pandemic, all of the players who participated in the 2020-21 fall, winter, the spring sports receive a additional year of eligibility. So they can come back. So the player was a redshirt freshman this during the fall or even the spring, he will still be a redshirt freshman. By being a redshirt freshman, meaning he will have three additional years. Now he's truly working with four additional years. This is going to help a lot of teams. That's the big transformation because of the pandemic. Keep an eye on that as teams begin to stockpile because they can have up to 115 players with this year of holding on to players and allow them to kind of stockpile and get more players in there, and they can cipher through to meet their 85 limit next year for the Division One, and for Division One AA, there's a 65 limit. So you have those two limits, so we got something to play with. So coaches are looking at players that can make an impact because they have open room due to the decision of the NCAA because of the coronavirus and the pandemic, where they all the players have a 3-year of eligibility, so they can come back for whether it's for their 5th year, 6th year, some cases might be a 7th year, or come back with their freshman year, sophomore, junior, or senior. And that's one of the changes that happened and affect college football that's going to affect for 2021. Another thing is the NCAA voted to remove that 1-year restriction on transfer, on the transfer portal. So the kid decided, a student decided to leave this university. Remember, he already had that year eligibility because of the pandemic, but he can transfer and don't have to sit out anymore. So teams that are going to improve, and sometimes the rich will continue to get richer. They'll keep adding players. Some teams you already see adding some major contributors to their roster that's going to vault them into an even higher level. So this is the kind of thing that's coming about and happening with the transfer portal. They no longer have to sit out a year. Now, rather than in the conference or not in the conference, they can transfer to another school and not lose a year of eligibility. This is 2021. We will see a difference this fall. We want you to keep an eye out for exactly what's going on. See how the transfer portal or the transfer rule will affect college football, college basketball, all the sports, 2021. Now, the next thing we want to talk about in the coach's corner is, should high-profile ex-NFL players be hired at historical black colleges and universities, even though they don't have the experience as a head coach? We see that it is happening and have happened before. There are many former NFL players that may have not had any experience becoming coach. Right off the top of my head, give a shout-out to Coach Reggie Barlow, who did come into the job as head coach at Alabama State University about 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, and he had no head coaching experience. He had a winning season every year, so it can work. So recently we have had Deion Sanders, Coach Deion Sanders at Jackson State. Didn't have any head college coaching experience, but he was able to come in and galvanize the fans, the community, the state, the players, the university, as well as Eddie George, who was signed on at Tennessee State, who had no prior experience as a head coach. Now he's a coach at Tennessee State, galvanizing the fans, getting the players to have a new attitude. This is what it does when you have these players come in. Not given the opportunity at the Division One or the Power of Five, some cases Google Five. They have to make a change and make a move because a lot of times they're not hiring coaches on the FBS level or FCS, which is the Football Bowl subdivision or the Football Championship subdivision, because they don't have the experience. But we're looking and seeing that things are happening. Things are happening where these coaches are given a chance. There are other coaches sitting around that hopefully they can make a connection with a university to be hired as a head football coach. We have talks about Ray Lewis have a major interest in coaching at the historical black college level. There are many others, but we want to share those individuals with you to let you know, yes, these universities should hire these high-profile ex-NFL players, Hall of Famers out of them, at our university. It adds a different feel to it. The players respond to it a little different. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, but you have to have that splash high for your university. You have to make your mind up that that splash high is going to allow you to move in a new realm of what life is required to play high-level football. You see, we're required to do that. We want to do that. And the South would be on football. And we want every team to win. But every team may not win. If you have the ingredients to hire that high-profile ex-NFL player, former Hall of Famer, he's a former player, but he's a Hall of Famer, to be your coach at your historical black college and university, go for it. I'm for you doing that because it means so much to the university. It means so much to those players who when we hire, when he's hired, meaning that high-profile ex-NFL player, in some cases Hall of Famer, he's going to bring a Hall of Fame staff with him, bring some people that that give those players that incentive, give the university a new life. Everybody get excited. They galvanize the truth. This is what we're talking about. We need the opportunity to do that. So we will send a message to ESPN. Put us on. Make sure we're on. We're playing on a high level. We don't need to be on all the time ESPN 3x3, and that's recorded, and then they'll play back. We want to be prime time like it was during the spring. We'll give a shout out to those universities that was on there a lot. And that's what it's all about, promoting your university. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so we can have a conversation. Ask for your location. I'm going to identify the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number and ask you to join them with me and share your thoughts, your conversation, your comments, your questions. Last thing, we just want to kind of touch bases. You know, we're in the high school. We're doing our spring sports championship. As I stated, two of our staff persons is at that softball part of it because their school or their job took them there. So we want to give a shout-out to all of those schools that are able to make it to the playoff. Also, we have graduation going on. 2021 graduates, high school graduates who have an opportunity. You remember last year during the pandemic, they didn't get a chance to do it. So they're having a chance to graduate all during the week in my area. They're using the major stadium to put them out there, spread them out, social distance them, and let them march up instead of doing 10 by 10. Like they did during the summer. We're getting a chance to graduate when they have an opportunity. The class of 2020 missed that opportunity. But they offered everybody, if you didn't get a chance to walk across that stage during the spring or during May, they have a chance to come back. Hoorah to those universities. We applaud them. I'm sorry. We applaud those high schools for doing that. We applaud the university for doing that. Letting those individuals who might have been in the fall or who was in spring of 2020 have an opportunity to come back and walk across that street and get that true feeling so your parents, your family can scream right to the university. And that's what it's all about. Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing. Your districts, your school districts, your universities, they're doing some awesome things. So we want to give them a shout out for doing that for this spring. As we close out, again, we want you to get your cash out there so we can put you in the raffle. But we also want to sow a seed. You have several ways to get your cash out. If you're on Facebook, just go to DM. Go to the DM and let me know what your cash out. If you're on Instagram, there's a comment section. If not, just go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 110. And leave your cash out on that dollar of friendship of how you can communicate with me in the messenger. Also, you can go to Coach Dr. Elizabeth Smith 15. That's on Instagram, as well as WBSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Way Production. You have a chance to communicate with us. Thank you so much. Or go to our email, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com, or Lorenza D. Smith 15 at gmail.com. It's been awesome tonight. I'm thanking you for taking the opportunity to allow us to talk with you about college sports and the many challenges and new challenges we're dealing with, getting individuals vaccinated so we can try to put as many people back in our stadium. Even if not, I still see people trying to put them in the stadium, maybe at a capacity of 75%, a capacity at 80%, but to get them back, get that normalcy back, not take away, but always talk about the protocol. It's so important. I want you to make sure, even if you're vaccinated or not, wear a mask, especially when you're around among people. And you can't assume everybody you're around has been vaccinated. You can't assume everybody who's been vaccinated can't be a carrier, just like the people who haven't been vaccinated. We don't know. Wear your mask. The most protected devices. And I know there's going to be some people that's going to have some long back and say, well, it's not proven. It's going back and forth, but I don't have time to go back and forth. I know what works for me. That's what I choose to do. And if you choose to wear your mask, even if you're vaccinated, especially if you're not, even if you're not, that's a choice you have to make. But we ask you to follow the protocol. If that choice of vaccination is what you want to do, please, please do that. What your choice is yes, we need to make sure we get as many people vaccinated so we can meet our population immunity. We call it herd relates to animals, population immunity, so we can move toward having an understanding. No one said COVID-19 was leading us. It says that we're getting a position we can understand. The scientists begin to understand it. So we can live and continue to move forward from action. It's all about being responsible. Hashtag responsible, all the protocols, be responsible. Hashtag make sure one life matters. Hashtag keep on grinding. Make sure you keep in mind. Hashtag communicate for understand. It's all about a mindset. Keep it positive. Do everything you can do to make a difference. Change someone's life. Change your life. Sow a seed in someone's life, what we're doing now. We're going to make sure once you turn in, as I mentioned, you cash out, we're going to close it out with making sure you be in line for the raffle we'll have on May 31st and June 30th. On May 31st, we're going to raffle off our first trip to Orlando or Atlanta. 3 days and two nights. We'll take care of the hotel and the taxi. We will do take care of your travel and your food or your meals. And anything else you want, you have to take care of. But we want to get you there, have a comfortable place you're in, and you enjoy, and you make it as good as you need to. But your name has to be, or your cash app has to be turned in to me to be placed into the raffle. Orlando is selected first, or Atlanta is selected first on May 31st or June 30th. The second trip will be raffle off. Everybody then go back into the park. Everybody go back in the raffle, so we're going to raffle that off again, and we're going to move forward. It's then in August. We're going to have a trip, 4 days and three nights, paid by myself. Sowing a seed again to Myrtle Beach, or to Gatlinburg. One or the other are being mentioned in there, but we're working to make sure they're being played. Your name will have to be in the cash app. You have to have the cash app here. We're going to sow a seed with it and also put you in that raffle so that seed can continue to grow and grow for you and be sown. It's been awesome, man. I'm so glad to be here. I know my team, I always look to have them on here, but they do have some challenges. They volunteer to the point where they're consultants with us. They offer their expertise. We make sure we put something in their pocket for being here as a staff. We thank them so much. They do some stuff on the line and outside of the rim of being with us remote. They're doing things to help the show continue. Thank you so much, team, for taking part. Even though you're not here physically, I know you're here spiritually, and your prayers are here so we can be successful. The last day I want to leave with you as we close out. See, we have to understand that as life moves forward, You know, we have to take care of family. We have to be in a position to make sure we're there with them. We have to tell them we love them. These are challenging times through one of the greatest health crises we've had in history. And we have to be able to follow the protocols, not challenge what is there. Challenge your own experience. Every time I look on the news, there's somebody challenging the science. There's somebody challenging what somebody else said. Let's get out of the political part. Let's focus on one life matter. Let's follow the protocol. Yes, you have an opportunity to take your mask off if you're fully vaccinated. But consider that you also place yourself in a position that you can, as well as the unvaccinated people, jeopardize your family. Consider that. Just consider that. I don't have no guarantee to anything, but I just know with this health crisis, it is not over with. We got to continue to do what we're supposed to do to protect our family members. That's what I'm doing. So tell them you love them. Give them a hug virtually or face-to-face. Tell them you love them virtually or face-to-face. And on top of that, I'm going to tell you, it's all about being ready. Being ready to take on the challenge. And that's what we're going to make sure we do as we close out. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play something to let you know that we're thinking of you, because we want you to be ready. We want you to be ready. Man, I tell you, I'm so happy and blessed to be here. It's been awesome. Tomorrow we have planned our little campaign, but we're going to move it to next week. We're going to move it to the second and fourth Thursday. So if you don't hear us tomorrow, be ready to go on Tuesday night. Back it up. On Sunday, we have Tell the Truth at 3 o'clock. Our host is myself as a co-host, Ms. Christine Walters, and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, will be telling the truth at 3 o'clock on Sunday at Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then on Monday night, we'll have an off night, and we'll come back Tuesday, and we'll have the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show, and the time for that show is 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But at 1 o'clock, we'll have the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on that Tuesday. And then on that Thursday, we'll have the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood at 1 o'clock. That's Tuesday and Thursday, then come back on Thursday night at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. And then on Friday, we will have Bowling with the Doc at 3 o'clock. We look to communicate with you as much as possible, because we truly love you. And as we close out, I always tell you this because it comes from my heart. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it.
I feel the master. I feel him. And y'all ready? They ready. Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready. We ready. We ready. Come to do the rest.